It's vacatio.
Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Ches, Chapter 12, Law 8, in the Masnayim text, page 212 and 213. More cases of testimonies of a divorce, and is it a divorce, is it not a divorce? Amru Shnayim, two witnesses come along, and they said the following. Ra'inuha Shinis Garsha. We saw that she was divorced. We saw that she was divorced. Ushnaim Omer, another two guys, say, Lo Ra'inu. We did not see. Now that's different than what we learned yesterday, where they said, no, we know she's not divorced, because we know it was a butl get, or something was wrong with it. They say, listen, we just don't know what's happening. So you're wondering, what are they testifying for?
Say, hang on.
Let's say you all lived in one courtyard. Now, courtyard is not the biggest place in the world. Okay? There's four guys in this courtyard. Two guys said, we saw her get married to this guy in this courtyard.
Divorced.
The other two guys said, you know what? We're in the same courtyard. We didn't hear nothing about that. You know, and word spreads. Especially when it's divorce. You know, it's not exactly the most pleasant thing, right? So they're in the same courtyard, and being in the same courtyard would tend to suggest, that there could be some validity to what they're saying. Still, no. Hare zu lo tinase. So she cannot get married to anybody else. Why? L'chad chila, she can't marry. Because people are going to be talking. In other words, they're going to say, listen, if she got divorced, we would have heard about it. It's not like, you know, in a big city, metropolitan New York, you know, we don't even know who the next person is, right? The only testimony that's saying she's getting divorced, this guy said it was in the courtyard. Pretty small area. Right. You'd imagine the tenants in the courtyard would know what's going on. You know, everyone knows, you know, in a small city, what's going on with everybody's life, right? So therefore, we say she shouldn't get married because people are going to be very suspicious of this divorce. However, though, Vimni says, but if she gets married, after all, there were two witnesses who said she got divorced. So Latesh would not have to leave this husband, and more so if she has a kid with this guy, but Vlad Kosher, and the child is a kosher child.
They shouldn't get married to someone else, but if they do, it's okay.
We've got a lot of cases like that. A lot of cases. But anyway, and why do we say that we trust them? All right, what about the fact that people don't know about it? Because sometimes people get divorced in a very discreet way. And the fact you didn't see anything doesn't prove anything. So in other words, what we're talking about initially, it's not 100% straight because, you know, Hussein got divorced in the courtyard, right? We're in the courtyard, so we would have heard about it. So that is a negative.
But you can bring the...
There's no divorce. If there's a get, life would be a lot simpler.
No get.
Right? There's no get. If you have a get, no, 99% of the cases are moot, right? But she doesn't have a divorce. We lost it. Okay, so now we have to rely on these witnesses. But come on, guys. If there was a divorce, people would have heard about it. So therefore, lechachila na, but b'dievid, yes.
But again, it'd be better if she got another get.
It'd be better to get another get, but let's say the husband's not around. Whatever.
So if only one came to say they didn't see it, that's not...
That's not as good.
That doesn't cause doubt?
That's not as good. It's not like two guys. No, I don't think so. Now, what if, let's say they were not in such a close proximity, then there's no question she's allowed to remarry without any doubt. Because then the fact that we didn't see anything doesn't mean anything, right? Okay, that's halacha ches. Moving on, halacha ches. Ha'isha shalo huchsaka eishas ish.
So it's chet, but what about yibum and all that stuff? Like, you know, where would that, what would be the...
What would be? What do you mean? We
would assume that she is not divorced.
They said, "Well, we don't know where the we have to know where the brother is. We don't. The brother's not dead. The brother's not dead. Oh, okay. There's no emissions. Nobody died.
Oh, okay. Right.
No one's claiming anybody died.
Yeah, you're right. You're right."
Whoosh. Okay, Tess. You almost tricked me on that one. Okay, Tess. Ha'isha shlohuchsaka eshesish. A woman who we have no chazaka, she was married. We assume she's a single woman. Okay. Uba eid echod. And one witness comes along, va'amar, and says the following. Listen carefully. He says, this is what I have to say about this woman. Eshes ish hoisa. She was married, let's say 5 years ago. Nobody knows, but I saw she was married 5 years ago. And guess what? And that same husband, 2 years ago, Niskarshin divorced her. Okay, so one witness says, married and divorced. Okay. One witness alone does nothing. for us.
Yeah.
And moreover, right now, as it is, she's not married now anyway. But now another witness coming, a separate witness, not coming with this guy. Hmm. And he said, well, you know what? I could say one thing. I know one thing for sure. Lonely Scarsha, she never got divorced yet. That's all the second witness is saying. Now,
is there an implication?
One thing, yeah, there's for sure an implication. Ooh. If a guy's saying she's not divorced yet, what is he implying?
She's married.
Yeah. That I know she was married.
Yeah.
How do I know? We don't know how he knows. But he's
the same reason the first one.
But all he's willing to testify is, I can testify, I know she's not divorced. Not divorced. So now, let's add up the pieces over here and see what we got here. Rambam says, so what are they both agreeing to?
She was married.
They both are testimony. She was a married woman. So those are two witnesses. So we have to assume she was married to somebody.
Right.
And there's only one guy testifying. And only one is testifying she was divorced. Because the second guy is saying, I just know she wasn't divorced. And one guy's word can't counteract two guys' words. Two guys said she was married. One guy saying she's divorced. Well, that's nice. So what are we left with? You add up the pieces.
Nice.
She's married. We have no proof that she's divorced.
No, she can't.
Ulafiga, therefore, lo tinase, she cannot marry anybody. Vimnisas, and if she would get married to somebody to have it, teitse, she'd have to get kicked out because we have two witnesses that she was married. So therefore, she loses out on that one. Okay.
So those witnesses can join together on the married thing.
That's right, exactly, because that's where there's agreement over there. Yeah. Okay, another one of these chess matches here. Yud. Now, more complicated. Isha ushne nashim shebo b'necheres. Okay, a woman and two men, they come off the boat from a foreign country. They're walking into court. Each one has a different claim. Ze omer, man number one says, Zo ishti, that's my wife. We're married in China. Vizeh Avdi, and this guy is my servant. He's my Canaanite slave. Whatever. He's my servant.
I think the other guy's going to have the same line.
Vizeh Omer. Now, the other guy says, no. Zoishti. Mr. B says, she's my wife. Vizeh Avdi, and you are my servant. This guy's my servant.
So
it's almost like that story with the Rebbe who... The wagon driver changed the rabbi's clothes, whatever.
Yeah.
And he says, no, he's the rabbi. So, well, same idea. Anyway.
No,
you know what?
Each one's claiming.
I think even this guy will let the wagon drive.
Right. Anyway.
No.
Fine. Anyway, we don't have to go. Anyway. But wait. Now, what does the woman have to say?
That's right.
But Yisha Maris, Shnei Mavari, they're both my servants. I'm not married to any of these guys.
Whoa.
She's the boss.
Now, so let's add it all up over here.
Is there any difference?
Let's add it all up over here. Now, on the one hand, they both are saying she's a married woman.
Mm.
But the problem is to a different guy.
Yeah.
A is saying she's married to A. B is saying she's married to B.
C is saying she's married to nobody.
And she is denying it all.
Yeah.
Right? So therefore, even though two guys are saying she's married...
Yeah.
But first of all, what are they saying though?
Married
to me. It's not like the case where we're witnesses. It's not witnesses. These are biased people.
Yeah,
over
can't even count
them. So we can't count them as witnesses.
And there's no
so therefore,
minds,
what do we say? Areyu materasako. She can marry anybody she wants.
Yeah, sure.
Because we have no proof to anything. Yeah. She says she's not married. These two guys, we can't trust them. You know, both of them are maintaining she's a married woman. But since each one's testimony for his own benefit, ain't no money, we don't trust them. Next page, Yud Aleph. Now the cases get, these were easy. Now they're going to get hard. These were pretty easy.
Yeah.
Now we got to work our brains a little bit now. Okay. Shliach Kabbalah. A woman makes a person a shliach to receive her get. We said there's three different types of shlichim in get. One is where the woman says, my husband's bringing get or sending it with somebody. I want you to meet him at the train station. You get it. When it gets into your hand, it's like it's into my hand.
The woman appointed.
And a woman appointed, and then we'd be divorced. So the guy claims he's a shlich kabbalah. This guy, Chaim Yankel says, you know, I picked up a get for this woman. Okay, so guess what happened? Shliach Kabbalah, Shehotzi Get Tachzor. He's got a get in his hand.
So she's divorced.
Now, wait, and he is claiming, he's going to claim, I got the get, and this is for Mrs. Schwartz, and I got the get from Mr. Schwartz, and...
I've been designated.
But hold on, let's see what happens. Va'bal Omer, the husband says, what are you talking about? Monsieur, this is a forgery. So it's a machlokes, the husband and the witness. The shliach for Kabbalah.
So
the
shliach. Witnesses on the get.
Hold on. We don't have anything yet. All we have right now, I didn't do the next line yet.
Oh.
All we have is a shliach saying, I took the get for this woman, which is tantamount to the woman saying, I have a get.
Yeah, she's divorced.
I mean, equally. The husband saying, it's a forgery.
So she's not.
Now, normally, if you have the get alone is good. It's got two signatures. It works. But if the husband says a forgery, now we have to do something to knock down his complaint. So now, what do we have to do? We have to do one of the two things, as we said before. Either Yiskayim B'chol, so we have to verify the signatures on the document to know that they're definitely those signatures that was not a forgery. Oh, Beit HaMisir, or we have to have two witnesses who saw the husband give over the get to the shliach of receiving it. And if we have that, Moshe, as you explained earlier before, in the case where the husband and wife were debating. Same issue, same halach.
But with that second proof, would that take care of it being a forgery? I mean, the husband could have given it.
The people who watched giving over, they're seeing everything. The husband gave it.
If he gave it over, how could it be a forgery if they saw
the husband gave it. The husband gave it. He's saying it's a forgery. You don't give a forgery to your wife, for goodness sake, you know. So they said, we saw Chaim Yankel give the divorce to his wife.
Self-incriminating.
Or to the agent. The agent. He's saying it's a forgery. Well, you can't be a forgery if you're the one who gave it.
It's no forgery.
Okay. Now, what if, though, the husband doesn't say it's a forgery? He says, no, I agree I gave it. But how did I give it? Omer Habal, lepikaron asato. I gave you just to hold on to it. In other words, I didn't decide yet to divorce you yet.
Just hang on to this.
But, you know, I'm a very busy guy, and I could lose things. I've written the get, but I don't know, I'm not sure maybe yet. So even though you're the shliach for the woman, I didn't give it to you with the intention of a divorce. I said, I'm giving it to you that you should just hold on to it. Be a guardian of the divorce. I wasn't giving it as a giving of a get. I'm not giving it that I wanted the divorce. I wrote it on the way to the forum. I had second thoughts about this. And I'm a busy guy, and I've got to go to a lot of places. I can't have this document on me. And the guy's ready to take the documents. I'm saying, fine, you know, this is what we're going to do. Instead of you taking it as the divorce to finalize my marriage, I'm not sure. I still may want to divorce it. Let's see how I enjoy the movie now, you know. And hold on to it as a guardian. That's all. So it's not where the husband said it was a forgery. He's saying, I agree I gave it. No problem. But I only gave it as a picaron to watch and nothing more than that. But the shaliach says no. The shaliach omer, the messenger said no. Legerushim nasan ali, you gave it to me as a divorce.
Yeah.
So now we got the one man saying it's a complete divorce and the husband saying it's not a divorce. It was just to hold on to it. Hashliach nemon. We believe the shliach. Why? Because the man, obviously the husband believed this guy by giving it to him, right? The fact that he gave it to him, like, why, we were trusting him?
What's this cockamamie story? I gave it to the shliach for a peek.
You know, first of all, it's kind of odd.
It's kind of
odd to do that.
Here, hold on to this divorce.
And you're trusting this guy. So if you're trusting this guy, you kind of have to believe what he's saying over here.
Right.
I don't know, that's what the commentators say. I mean, I could see it to argue on that. But it doesn't matter. Now, the commentators say, even if, let's say, right now, all three people are in the city. Let's say, what if the man, the woman, and the guy were there? Then we might want to say, maybe that shouldn't be the law, because then why didn't he just give it to the woman, straight? But the answer is no, people do it anyway. They don't want to look at their wives, so that's not unusual. So that's not a factor. Okay.
How is that different than if the husband gave it directly to the wife? When he's an agent for her, it's like
he's not going to give the wife as a picadon.
No, but yeah. I'm saying, once
if he gave it to the wife.
Does he know that he is her agent?
Yeah. Yes.
So then you can't give it to him, because as soon as you give it to him...
No, if he really said, I'm only giving to you to watch it, I'm not giving to you as a divorce.
He can't do that.
Yes.
Well, you can't, but...
Can he give it to the wife and say, I'm not really giving it to you,
technically, he says, this is not a divorce.
Because I thought an agent is identical to the person.
This is not a divorce, I'm asking you to watch it, that's all. technically.
This reminds me of Gimel from yesterday, where he wrote it and it fell on the ground, and they said that you still have to, it still is valid. Like, if you go to all this effort to do it, then
right, because it would assume that it's been done. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what if, but what if the woman has the get now? He omers, and what does she say? Say, lady, you got this get. Yeah, I'm divorced. How did you get this? Did your husband give it to you? No. Then how did you get it? Shliach is an asol. My shliach gave it to me. A shliach gave it to me. Right? Shliach gave it to me. If a shliach, when the shliach says, Cain, nasati lo, I gave it to her. Ulu gave rishon asol. And it was given to me as a divorce bill. You know, the guy gave it to me to take it for the woman, to either send it or give it to her, or maybe he's the shliach l'kabbalah, and I gave it to her. Fabala, my husband says, no, I only gave it to him as to watch it. Again, a shliach neman, the shliach is believed. Vimigoreshes, she is divorced. And we don't say the shliach's not believed only when it's in his hand, but no, because the truth of the matter is, since she could always give it back to him, it's like it's in his hand. So we believe him under those circumstances. Okay. Yud Beis. What if Ovan HaGet? What if she loses the get? She loses the get. Aval Pisha Bal Omer. Even though the husband says, L'gei Roshin Nesativ L'Shliach. I gave it to the Shliach for the sake of a divorce. I'm telling you, I divorced my wife. I gave it to the Shliach. The shliach gave it to my wife, whatever, or it got lost, whatever. Fine. Vashliach omer, and the shliach says, Nesativ lo, I gave it to her. Okay, now it seems from the commentators they're saying this is a shliach lo haylocha. In other words, that it's the husband's shliach, and only is a get till it reaches her hands. That's what the commentators explain. So again, what does it have? We don't have a get. The husband comes into the court and says, listen, I divorced my wife, I gave it to the shliach. And I gave it to him as a shliach and not as a pikadon. And the shliach says, I gave her the get. And she's obviously saying, no, I'm not divorced. She's saying, I'm not divorced, I guess, right?
She's saying, I didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was unintentional.
I didn't receive it, right? So what do we say? So we say, Harezu Safek Migoresh. It's a doubtful divorce. Why? Because maybe the shliach didn't do what he said. Maybe he didn't do what he said. It's a suffix, right? Why? Shari Huchs, okay, she's, we know she's married, right? The Ein Kan, and what do we have in terms of witnesses?
One.
We have an Eid Echad, the Shliach, isn't it? And a Baal. And the Baal isn't going to be believed. So you have one witness saying that it happened. But what do we have? We know that she was married. So if you know she was married and we have one witness, it's not going to help. And maybe he didn't even do a shlichah, so it's a suffix. And we have to be strict under those situations that we have. Okay. Vafilu amar isha, and even if the wife says, Befonai nosnu lo legerushin, before me, he gave it to him for the sake of Rishon. I saw my husband give it to the shliach. Unasana shliach li, and the shliach gave it to me. And now she's saying, so everybody agrees there's a divorce here.
Yeah.
All three people say it's a divorce. There's only one problem. There's no get.
No get.
So guess what? Also, since the husband and the shliach are supporting what she's saying, we can't trust her. Even though we normally say a woman wouldn't lie in front of her husband, but that's when the husband says no. But here, when the husband and the witness are both supporting what she's saying, it could be Esher Shetayos Paneah. Maybe she would have the chutzpah in this situation, Vishemel and Skarsha. Maybe she really never got divorced. Well, could be, maybe the shliach just lost it. What are the possibilities here? We're saying, lady, what do you have? The husband says, I gave it to the shliach to give it to her as a get. The shliach says, I took it when I gave it to him. The woman says, I got it from him. So, Ben, let me ask you one question. The Peter Falk question. I just want to ask you one question. Where's the get?
The Peter Falk. Corpus.
Where's the get? So, well, maybe he lost it on the way to give it to you. Maybe you just don't want to bother with all this. A woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie that she's not divorced, she is. But she's, if the husband and the witness are both supporting her, why wouldn't she lie? Since we're not sure, it is a suffake get.
Oh boy.
And all the accoutrements that go with a suffake get. And we have to be strict. And therefore, let's say the husband would die afterwards without any kids. You give chalitza no yibum. Right? And what if she married a second guy? She'd need a divorce from the second guy. That's how it goes. Okay, Yud Gimel.
So if the husband died, would she be considered a divorced woman as far as going?
we're not sure. It's a suffix. She couldn't marry a kohen either. Maybe this, maybe not. We don't know. Yud Gimel will also continue into Yud Dalet, so we're going to have to do both of them before we break. Shliach Kabbalah, a shliach who is designated by the woman to receive the get. She kibul get leisho. He did receive the get for the woman, he claims, but he didn't. But normally what he should give it to the woman now, right? But he didn't. Ushloch alo bifnei shterim. So now he has the get. He sends it with a messenger in front of two witnesses. In other words, two witnesses saw the receiver of the get, who was her shliach, give it to another guy to give it to her. So there's witnesses seeing that he gave it to the guy to give it to her. Got it? Right? V'igia get liyado. And the get did get to her hands. Unetalatu, and she took it. V'araget yotze dechas yada. And the get is in her hand. So what do we got? We got a guy who received the get. He gave it to another witness, another agent, in front of two witnesses, and she's got it. But we say, so dear, do you think you're divorced? So listen, all I know is I appointed a guy to receive the get. You're telling me witnesses said that he gave it to another guy and I got it. But one thing I don't know, she doesn't know how she got it though. Because who gave it to her at the end of the day?
This third party.
A third party. A guy she never appointed. The stranger gives it to her. So he says, so what happened? Oh, I don't know. I don't know if imbala shlocho, if this guy who gave it to her, you know, I don't know if my husband shlochalo, if he sent it to me. I don't know if my husband ever gave it to me. Oh, shliach kabbala shlo, or maybe it's a shliach of the receiving gave it to her. Oh, so maybe the shlocho. I don't know who gave it to me. I don't know anything. What's the halacha? So she can't help us in this case. But one thing we do know, she has the get.
Yeah.
Harezu megoreshes, she is divorced, as we explained. Why is she divorced? Because we assume, well, one thing's true, we have two witnesses who saw that the shliach for Kabbalah gave it to this guy. Right? So he's saying, I received it. He said it in front of two witnesses, and the husband's not complaining, so we assume that she's divorced, as we already explained in Halacha Yud-Aleph, that a shliach is believed to say that it was given me for divorce, right? Even though he's not here now, but since the Edim are testifying that it came from him, then we know that it's as if this guy said that, and therefore it works. But let's continue on with the case. We're not finished with the confusion. This all was the husband didn't contest anything. Husband was not in the picture here. No. But what if Ba Bal Ve'ir Shloka? What if the husband comes along? He says, "I never wrote it."
Oh,
shu get butl, or I did give him a get, but it was a nullified get. It was a bad get. Then what do we have to do?
Verify.
Yischaim b'cholosmav. We have to verify. Well, let's look at the signatures. We check out the signature. If the signatures match up, then that's fine. Why? Because we do have witnesses saying that a get did come from him and he gave it to witnesses. We know that's for sure. We know this guy did receive a get for her. There was a receipt of a get, a receipt of a document. Right. Now we're not sure what kind of document it was. So let's just verify that. Even though she doesn't know, what do we care? The witnesses do know. They know that a guy received it for her. Can't verify the get. That's a different story. It's not a divorce because the husband's complaining. If he's complaining, you can't verify the get. We can't assume it's a good get. Okay, moving on to the next case. Much easier halacha now. Tesvav. Let's assume we know this woman is married. And what happened? She and her husband went on a cruise. All right. There's peace between the husband and wife. They love each other. No problems.
Wow.
You know, v'shalom, there's peace in the world.
Wow.
That's really an unusual scenario, right? In other words, everything's pretty normal. Okay. And then they say going away for a month long cruise, and then they say bon voyage, make a party for you. Hey, the 50th wedding anniversary. All gavilah. Okay, a month later, what happens? She comes back by herself.
She says,
Meis Bali, my husband died.
She's believed.
Nemenes, she is believed 100%. Vitinas, she can marry another man, or if he died without any kids, or she gets Yibum from the guy.
That's in the Gemara. That's
why? Chazaka, a woman will not mess herself up at all. And she wouldn't want to do this and now make a problem. Because if she's lying, If she's lying, then what did happen? It's either one or two things happened. Either he's died, like she said, or he's not dead.
Yeah.
If he's not dead, where is he?
Yeah.
Now, she may have killed him. It's possible she could have killed him.
Even
then
he's dead.
Sure he's dead.
Right? Like, she may have hated him secretly and killed him. Okay, that's still fine. I mean, it's not fine, but...
But she's not married anymore.
She's not married anymore.
She's a widow, but she's a widow.
But if he's totally... She doesn't know if he's dead. Well, the guy can walk in any moonatik and donnerstik. She's going to be finished. And she's written, Vitesser Atzmal Bala, original Zeh. Now she could make herself potentially prohibited to her original husband or the second husband. Vitafsik Suvasim, he says, she loses Suv for both of them. Vitas Banam Zerim, or Kibbam Zerim, in something of what? It's not like, well, what are the odds of that happening? What are you talking about? Whoever Shasul goes to call, something could be revealed to everybody. And guess what? It's not like when the husband comes and says, you know, you're lying. She can say to the husband, you're lying. Now if she said he divorced me, that's one thing. But she's not saying he divorced me.
He's
saying he's dead. So guess what? If the husband comes, she can't say, well, you're lying. It's not, someone should take a risk.
You're not really
lying. Take a risk. Just say I'm divorced. Okay, that's a risk. The husband comes, well, it is. It's your word against my word. But if he comes in alive, it's like there's nothing to discuss. She can't contradict him and make any other claims. Because if he's alive, so he could come. We'll find out he's alive. Therefore, we believe her. Because in other words, the lie is too risky. It's way too risky to pull off such a lie. And if she's such an evil woman, then she may have killed him, Taka. So then she could marry anyway.
She could marry anyway. She's
similarly, and now this idea presents many leniencies. Even though one witness is never believed in anything in a court of law, but
except
if one
this.
Witness comes, I saw your husband die. Also, Tinas al Pi, she can get married by one witness as well. She had Dovra Sog, because again, something can be revealed. The guy's lying. Now, remember, this is when there's not war.
Right, no war.
If there's dangerous times, then we're not going to believe them. Why? Because there's a good chance he could be a prisoner, POW, whatever, and it's not likely. But it was a nice cruise. We didn't hear on the news that anybody got murdered or anybody got kidnapped, you know. Then if the guy's alive, he's going to come back.
Can there be witnesses, though, anyway?
No.
Not necessarily. Now, look who else. We normally do not believe for testimony, but we'll believe over here. Afilu Eved, O Shifra, O Isha, O Shifra. Even a Canaanite slave, a woman, or a shifra knanis. Even more than that, ve'ed mi've'ed, hearsay evidence, one witness from another.
Right.
In other words, the guy said, I came back and Chaim Yankel told me he saw your husband die. We'd never accept that in a court of law,
never
but here we'll be lenient. Okay, ve'ed mi've'ed, mi'pi eved, or from the mouth of an eved, mi'pi shifra from a maidservant, mi'pi krov from a relative. All these, we never would accept this. They're believed to say what? Mace, ploni, this fellow died. Vitinasa ish, his wife's allowed to get married. Why? Or they can have Yibam with the brother that survives, because we're going to believe those people, because we don't want the woman to be an aguna. We have to make allowances to help them not be an aguna. Okay, let's just a little bit more. Let's roll on. We want to finish the perek tomorrow. Tezayin. These are easy halachas. Everyone's believed.
Everything.
Except for a number of people. We already had this before. Five women who we know are very likely to hate this woman and would be very happy to lie and mess her up and have the husband come back and her whole life's been messed up.
Those five people.
Who are they? They cannot testify about the husband's death. Because maybe they want to make her answer to the husband by her marrying somebody else, and then the husband comes back. But I don't come. He's alive. Who are they? Chamosa, the mother-in-law, right? Because mother-in-law would like to say, "No, she's eating up my son's property inheritance." Ubaslan's the daughter of the mother-in-law because she has the same concern. If it's a Russ, and certainly if they got a second wife, there's no question he wants to mess it up. The Avimta and the wife of the brother. Who wouldn't want her to fall to ye, or, you know, would be jealous of her and would want her to get messed up. Ubaspan, the daughter of the husband, might want her not to eat up the Yerusha. So we don't believe any of these women because they have an agenda. We have to be concerned that they might want to lie and mess her up. But, on the other hand, v'afilu goy ha-mesich v'itumo, even if a non-Jew, who normally we don't believe in anything, but if you just hear, the non-Jews have to just be talking. He wasn't going into court and we're relying on you and, oh, you're relying on me, I could lie and this. We don't trust God. But you overhear a goy talking. A judge has going by. You overhear a goy talking. Man, you won't believe it, brother. I just saw that brother. Jew, Mr. Schwartz, he just got killed. They chopped several of his incredible. I never saw something like that before. You know, it's really true, those Arabs are mean people, you know? And the judge just overheard that conversation. You know, that Moshe Rabbeinu will explain, because clearly the guy wasn't planning to testify, and we assume he's saying the truth. But if he's niskaven lahoy, but what if he planned on testifying? And you know, and he's not believed, because then we can't trust the guy. And let's do one more, Yudzayin. That's how much I prepared. Anyone who's possible to testify because he sinned a biblical aver. Remember, anyone who did an aver biblically is not allowed to testify. Any aver that would give you malchus from the Torah, let's say he ate nevela, or let's say he desecrated yontif, or lent money on interest. Okay, that's a guy who violated biblical mitzvahs. If a guy wanted to testify one of them to believe that the wife died, and we do not believe such a fellow because we assume he's a liar. Anyone who violates the Torah like that, we assume he's a liar. What if it's just you just happening to pass on the information, not realizing it was in court? Now he's believed because ain't zepachas min goy. You can't say he's worse than a goy. On the other hand, of a positive rain, what if he violated rabbinic laws where it's only an aver from the rabbis? Let's say he ate milk and chicken. It's only rabbinic punishment. Or he violated the second day of Yontif. Or let's say it's a rabbinic theft. Or other types of rabbinic things, like, you know, a guy bets on horses or things like that. It was only rabbinically prohibited. Naaman Lezish is believed, because biblically is believed, and rabbinically wouldn't lay on the rabbinic factor in a case of...
What about a gambler?
Aguna. Same idea. We would believe him.
You're going to find those on the cruise.
We believe him.